News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. My goodness, it's Friday, November the 22nd. Carl Lindabad, good morning. How are you? Gosh, got a lot of things happening today. You know, businesses, we got a lot of stuff going on. Of course, it's the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy today. And we're going to ask some questions out there. You know, who, what were you doing? Do you remember where you were? And the impact on your life. You know, a lot of people are young, but other people are a little bit older. But let's start off real quick with the weather.
Good morning. It's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Breezy today with temperatures around 66 with a clear, clear, beautiful night. Did you see that moon coming over the horizon last night?
I did.
It was
beautiful.
What color was that? It's like an orange.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what, last night when we got home, I said, well, we're just in the backyard over the weekend and the moon was out, when the full moon was out, it seemed to be much higher. Now I know as the world turns, those things change, but it was a drastic change between the weekend, of course, maybe last Friday and Thursday. But anyway, beautiful night. Going to be clear tonight with temperatures around 46. Sunny tomorrow. Yay! Saturday night clear, and Sunday is going to be sunny with 64 and clear. So we have this fabulous weekend, great time to get outside, do any last-minute pruning, and all that good stuff. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They offer senior discounts and veteran discounts, locally owned for all of your gas propane professionals. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good morning!
Good morning, and let's go to our friends down at our Wells Fargo advisor, Carolyn Cooks. Carolyn, good morning!
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're fine. You know, your phone seems like it's breaking up a little bit. We'll work it a little bit from our end. But let's what's going on in Wall Street?
Well, the Dow Jones this morning is down 7 points at 16,000. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1797, and the Nasdaq is up 9 points at 3978. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is up 11 cents at $15.70. Ariad Pharmaceuticals is up 86 cents at $3.65. And Facebook is up 41 cents at $47.11. Stocks of local interest, PG&E is up 18 cents at $40.70. And XOXO is trading flat at $14.90. Looking at the bond market this morning, the 30-year bond is yielding 3.854%. And the 10-year bond is yielding 2.772%. Gold is up $1.50 at $12.45.30. Silver is down a fraction at $19.96. And oil is down 87 cents at $94.55. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Carolyn, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. They are following Wall Street. They're the ones that can tell you what's happening. I mean, up to the second on Wall Street. You're thinking investments. You're thinking about what's happening down there. Either you call them again, 243-7561, or stop by their offices at Park Marina Drive.
All right. Today on our show, as promised, at the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be having open line, right?
Well, we're going to be having guests, and there'll be times that in between here that we are going to have open line, but we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to have the most unusual pet of the week than we've ever had, and this includes guinea pigs, this includes snakes. Have we had snakes? This is a first, so as soon as we get back from the break, Spencer is bringing in the pet of, maybe the pet of the year. We'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Redding.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Welcome back. Carl and DeBot. It's Friday. And, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends down there. You know, Espresso Joe's is 53 degrees out there. It's going to get colder. And so you've got to have that special coffees down there from our friends there. The baristas are so special. And then a walk next door for the finest, walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And they also have a community room they open to the people down, to the people of Reading for different meetings on all types of different subjects. Anyway, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right.
What was the name of the movie that we watched the other day that came out, about 10 years ago that just kind of was a rage, because you would never think that you loved it so much? I think it was called Babe.
Oh, Babe, yeah, the story about the pig that wanted to become a sheepdog, and it became a sheepdog. Well, today we have, we have Spencer from Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. And this is a new one.
Wilbur.
Wilbur, tell
He's
us about
so
Wilbur.
So cute.
Wilbur is a 4-month-old potbelly pig. Unfortunately, he came to us due to his owner having too many animals. He came in with about 13 pigs. He is just a doll, though.
Is he one of 13 pigs?
He was one of 13, yes. We currently only have about 9 of them left. Only 2 of them are 4 months old. The rest of them are adults. But they're little potbelly pigs.
This is a baby potbelly pig. This is an adorable. Can you make her squeal? Make him squeal again? Just hold him up.
Oh,
Spencer is carrying this baby pig around, and just when it moves.
Well, he's not going to get much bigger than this, right?
Actually, he will. He's only 40 pounds right now. He'll turn out to be the size of a medium to large sized dog.
So right now you're holding him as if you would hold a small child.
Yes.
Okay, so he's, you know, he's got a towel wrapped around his hiney, you know, in case he doesn't mess while he's here. But he is just a baby and wants to be cuddled. It's so cute.
He does. You know, he wasn't very well socialized when he first got to us.
Yeah.
But since we've been working with him, he's been doing much, much better with the socialization. He was actually out there in your lobby snuggling up to me. I was surprised. Oh. It was his first time snuggling.
Really? Oh, wait, we can't hear?
No, just keep going. Oh, okay. We're just trying to adjust this because, you know, we had on the spot Linda Bott last night, and I think we're cranked up here a little bit. So
okay.
We're just trying to adjust the
sound
out there.
Well, they had a full house last night. Enjoy magazine.
All right, keep going.
I brought Wilbur.
Just back up a little bit from the mic. Step back a little bit.
I brought Wilbur with me.
Go ahead.
Okay,
please.
Keep going.
I brought Wilbur with me this morning because we have, like I said, several other pigs at our shelter that are available for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
We also have three horses as well as a sheep.
Wow.
Most people think of us as only having dogs and cats, which is not true. Any animal that comes in from Shasta County that is having a hard time finding a home will end up at our shelter. That includes livestock. We've even had snakes and iguanas and all kinds of crazy critters in our shelter. So for anybody out there that's looking for a farm animal or a dog or a cat or any other animal, make sure you check your local animal shelter first because we do get in all kinds of random animals.
I can't begin to tell you, my friends, just how adorable this is. This little pig is sitting with
Wilbur.
Wilbur's sitting with his head on Spencer's shoulder and looking up at him in adoring eyes. Tell me that little piggy's not having a good time.
He's having a blast.
And this little piggy ain't going to market.
Well,
no,
can I just let's share a little story with you. My parents live in Sacramento, and I'll never forget driving to their house one day, and the neighbors had a potbelly pig with their dogs. That was a pet, free roaming in the front yard, and it was the cutest thing. Now, the story goes, I think for anybody who doesn't, perhaps they want it like an alternative type of pet, that these, if I'm not mistaken, that potbelly pigs are as wonderful and house trained and as wonderful as dogs can be.
They are just as great as dogs, and actually they're a lot smarter than dogs in many aspects. You can teach a pig anything that you can teach a dog. So you can potty train potbelly pigs. You can teach them how to sit, shake, roll over, anything you'd like to teach a pig to do. It will actually probably catch on quicker than any dog out there.
Well, you know, some women will say they've already got a potbelly pig in the house.
You know, I actually had a friend growing up that owned a potbelly pig that was house trained. When it had to go to the bathroom, it would go and scratch at the door, and you'd let it out. It'd do its business, and it'd scratch at the door to come back in, and it was part of the family.
Well, I was thinking more of women ahead. That was her boyfriend, the potbelly pig.
No, so. But what I am hearing, though, Spencer, is that, and I remember hearing about this, could be this case or another case, of animal hoarding. And unfortunately, what happens is, you know, people don't know how to control or say no, and the next thing you know, 20 years into it, it's gotten out of hand.
Yes.
And this is obviously one of those cases for somebody to have that many pigs. And, you know, the next thing they're breeding. And so I'm glad you guys are doing this. You're going to find a wonderful home. Spencer, I mean, thank you for all that you do. And just cuddled up. He is a cuddler.
I've never seen this. I mean, I expect dogs or, you know, like, you know, orangutans or something like this. But this little pig, when you put him on the ground, does not like that. And just says, you know what? I'm liking this being held. And so he makes these little snorting noises.
He's traumatized. Okay, so how can he make? Can you make a little snorting noise?
Let me see if I can make a little noise.
Yeah, hold.
Oh, look at his face.
We have to. Okay, now he did not squeeze the little. He did not squeeze
time.
The little piggy. He started to put him down. He just started to put him down on the ground. He goes, I don't like this. Okay, do we get that recorded? We're going to play that. We're start talking about politicians and pork barrels. So, okay, how can they get this? How can they get this beautiful little Christmas present?
You could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay.
All right, Wilbur. So Wilbur is the pet of the week, potbelly pig. What are the pros and cons of having a little potbelly pig? I know we got to take a quick break. Like,
they're just like dogs. So the pros are they're very loving animals. I can't really think of any cons. They're great with kids, great with all other animals. So, I mean, all around, they're just a great household pet.
When was the last time you had a mauling by a potbelly pig on somebody?
Never. I know of.
Well, that's what I mean. They're safe. You don't have to worry about them running around in packs going out after people.
Correct. And like I said, we have several farm animals down there. 3 horses, a sheep, and about 9 pigs right now.
All right. You know, I'm just loving this because I'm watching this. I've never been around a potbelly pig a lot. Yeah, no. Why would I? I mean, but this
I had a girlfriend that had 2 out of Las Vegas. Those are her animals of choice. Potbelly pigs.
This one is just is sitting there. You know, folks, just if nothing else, we're going to put the pictures up on the internet here just so that you can see it on a pig in love. All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Head on down to Haven Humane. Let's see if we can't. We're running 1,000% adopted. Everything's been found a home. Let's keep going.
Thank you so much for having
us. All right. Happy holidays.
All right. We're going to take a break here and, as the pig leaves the studio. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media, UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town's more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Coming up Tuesday at 6 p.m. on the NorCal Sports Show, we're talking high school football. Championship weekend is right around the corner, and we'll have all the latest on the local teams looking to bring home a section title. We'll be joined by the head coach of the undefeated Enterprise Hornets, Darren Trueblood, and longtime West Valley Eagles coordinator, Jim Vert. Most of all, we want to hear from you. 605-4567 is the number. Again, 605-4567. It's the NorCal Sports Show, right here on the Pulse of Shasta County, KCNR 1460.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bye, good morning. It's Friday. Gosh, what can I say? It's good to be Friday. You know what we need to do is thank Jeff Wurst and our friends down at Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair.
Hey, you know what? Recently I saw You want to go, okay, what, I've got three thoughts coming out of my head at the same time. I mean, sound familiar? Recently I drove by, not to take anything away from somebody, and I saw somebody saying that, you know, come by, they were doing windshield repairs out of the back of their car. And I'm telling you that it's really wonderful to support a local business with a guy who's put a roof over his head that pays into owning a business with someone you can trust. If something perhaps wasn't done the right way or it could have been better, you bring it back. Somebody who's a veteran and does the right thing. Somebody you can, a woman you would send your daughter to, you would send your friend to, you would send your wife to, you send anybody to, your son to, or whoever, kid. All right, it's Jeff at Redding Crackmaster. He does some small chips up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff. Tell him you heard it here from Carl and Linda. And he's located at 3208 Market Street. Get that chip fixed before the winter months really bang in there with the downfall of our winter months ahead of us.
Okay. The, you know, we were having dinner last night with friends and, talking about the different things that are going on, different groups of people. And, we talked one more time about, you know, let me talk about the Veterans Museum again. And so, you know, with the thing about the Veterans Museum is that there's a consensus from everybody. Whether the money should have been made available for the museum or not, that the museum is something that this county and the city can grow with, and this is a great idea. So again, we're going to be talking about this, and we're going to be working on this here in the future, that we as a community can come together, and we as a community can have a Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's not impossible. It's just that you have to figure out is what's the best way of doing this. You know, it's not a $50 million object of art that goes up. It's a building that starts demonstrating the kinds of great memorabilia in the collection that the museum has already. And I was glad to hear that from, and this is from a different groups of people. They're all saying the same things. So we're going to move forward with that. Thanksgiving is changing this holiday. The stores open up at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. That's here in town. Small Business Saturday is a follow-up to Black Friday where a lot of the small businesses are there that are banding together that they're letting people know too is that, you know, when you're spending your money, small businesses is a great way to do it. You know, that you spend 50 bucks at a small business getting the same things. And you get great service. You have, your neighbors are there. You can talk to the people. They know who you are. And it's a great way if you're going to be, you know, spending money on that weekend. Their sales go through for the small businesses. But the idea that Thanksgiving has changed dramatically, and I bet within 2 or 3 years, Thanksgiving will be in the morning. You get up. You're there at 4 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. In front of the stores, and they open up the doors, and the first 100 people in get a cooked turkey, so they can take the cooked turkey and all the stuff they're going to buy home.
Is this like a fantasy world?
No, I'm just thinking is that Thanksgiving the dam's been breached. Remember, it's always Black Friday, but you leave Thanksgiving alone because that's the biggest family day, really, of the season. It's the busiest travel weekend of the season is Thanksgiving. Now, it's here, it's shopping. The day that you would sit around and, eat turkey and, or whatever you eat and you share together with your family is now becoming a shopping day. So, you know, we've reached that point where it's like, hey.
Not everybody. I said yesterday, Carl,
you're right. There's a few that have.
I named some stores, Nordstrom's, Home Depot. TJ Maxx, Ross, there, and I'm sure there was a couple of just from memory, but I was impressed because, you know, they're closed because they feel like our families, our employees need to spend time with their families. That's what this represents. Thanksgiving is more than any time of the year represents that this is table day. It's time with your family. It's time to come together and be grateful. It goes back into the extending of families that don't have families, people who are away. You bring in people you may not know, and you break bread together and you're grateful. You say your blessings. That doesn't really happen in the mall.
Well, it doesn't. And so maybe this will be such a huge disappointment to the retailers that this will go away. But then again, who knows? I hope you're right. I hope, you know, 2 years from now we go, oh, that, you remember that when they tried to open it up on Thanksgiving and it was just a terrible, terrible disaster, as far as sales went. I hope that that happens. I hope that we haven't gotten that commercialized, that crass. You know that we're doing this. You know, we're just putting that above everything else, above family. Well, you know, maybe I've already answered my question. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Any way you want it, that's the way you get it. Yeah, I like that. It's Friday. Friday. 22nd November. Hey, for later on today, on Outside the Wire, we're going to be talking the JFK assassination and different theories about what happened that day. There's new theories, as you can probably imagine, on the 50th anniversary. We're going to get to that on Outside the Wire. That's at 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and our friends Mike Huber and all of his workers down there, his merry men and women from Estate Granite. Granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and of course, the ultimate lucky smoker, which you're going, we're going to be using on Thanksgiving. Mike is the one that we've chosen to do our work, and he just is outstanding. Can't say enough about him or Estate Granite. Give him a call, 241-7866. Check out his website, Estate Granite and Things.
He's great.
He's great. Hey, Sandy Blaylock is our guest this morning. Good morning, Sandy.
Morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Of course, Sandy is with North Valley Bank. And you know what? If there's something going on in this city or probably this county or maybe even Northern California, Sandy's there.
Sandy, I just want to say from woman to woman and for all of our listeners, I admire, I have watched you from afar and been involved in certain fundraising. And, you know, bringing to awareness, certain causes, where you have been such a leader in our community. And it's a great honor to have you on our show this morning and that you're such a wonderful asset to North Valley Bank. So anyway, now that we've spread all that love and feeling towards you, let's talk about what you're up to.
Okay. Well, thank you. Gosh, I'm blushing. we are spreading the love in the community, with a Thanksgiving food drive. So from now until next Tuesday, we have we're supporting Stuff the Truck. So we have barrels in the branches, and all of the proceeds for the holiday food drive goes to Good News Rescue Mission, the Salvation Army, and Shasta Senior Nutrition. So we're trying to help them put together some Thanksgiving food baskets.
Now, what can people bring?
They're looking for anything you would do, you would use to put together a holiday meal. So canned hams, canned like green beans, yams, things like that.
Sweet potatoes,
sauce, stuffing mix, something that could put together a nice holiday food basket, especially for seniors. So this is a time where they're looking for the smaller portions too.
Okay, and things like, but you don't take things like potatoes or those kind of things, right?
They could do the boxed potatoes.
Okay, the dried potatoes.
Yes.
Okay, those aren't bad.
They're not bad.
I've had those before. I have them. You know, I mean, I think we were in the field, but they were really tasty. So, yeah. Okay, so then, so we're, what's it look like this year? I mean, I know that, you know, we've been involved with these for, gosh, what, 5 years now. And it kind of ebbs and flows, but what's the feeling you're getting, Sandy, as far as, are they making the effort? I know that times are tight and there's a lot of unrest about what could happen in the future, but, is Reading still stepping up and helping?
Reading is an amazing community. I am continually amazed at the people of Reading because it doesn't matter what we're involved in, and as a bank we're involved in a lot, people always come through. I just can't believe how generous our community is. It doesn't matter if we're doing something for the veterans or something for a cancer-related cause or the rescue mission, people always step up in this community. It's amazing.
It absolutely is.
I'm so proud to live here.
Well, you know what? We are too. And that's one of the reasons that, when we set roots down, this was a place to do it because the people of Reading, no matter what their political persuasion is, pulls together on helping people, all the places. But I'm really, really into the food drive here. So tell us again now. So we're talking about any type of food stuff that in cans or dried boxes or mixes or things that for the organizations for the One Safe, seniors.
Rescue Mission.
Okay.
Salvation Army and Shasta Senior Nutrition.
Great.
And so then on the 26th, we'll be part of the event down at Taylor Motors where people can bring in the turkeys.
There you go. I knew that was coming in. So, November 26th?
November, let's see. Yes, Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, you can bring in a turkey to Taylor's.
Yes.
I don't know if they like to have it put exactly that way.
We've just coined a whole new tagline for that.
That's right. A turkey at Taylor's. Don't tell them I said that, okay? All right, there's still a chance. Okay, so now this one is people can bring in a turkey down, and this is going to also be going to these great organizations.
Yes.
And is there any limit on how many turkeys you can bring?
Oh, no, there's no limit.
How many are you looking for? We like to have that kind of feeling. I remember that Good News Rescue Mission one time a few years ago said, hey, we need... And they said like 100 turkeys. And
well, I know
we did our best to get them, and they had more at the end.
They're looking for 8 tons of food.
8 tons of food. Do you have, like, how many turkeys that is?
You know, I don't know, but we're going to do our best to help stuff that truck with 8 tons of food.
Okay, now that's, okay, and what time does that start?
That starts bright and early in the morning, and I believe it goes all day, until we get the 8 tons. I imagine we'll be out there for a little while.
Well, you know, if you can bring in that first 6 tons, that's the hard part, that first 6 tons. After that, it seems to grow.
Okay,
yeah. That is gravy.
If you're just tuning in, you've been listening to Sandy Blaylock, our wonderful friend from North Valley Bank. Let's talk one more time. Time, date, place, and need.
Well, right now, any North Valley Bank branch can take your donation of canned or boxed holiday food items. So we have decorated bins out in the branches. So that's what you could do today. And then on Tuesday is the Stuff the Truck event at Taylor Motors. I think it starts at 6 in the morning.
Okay.
And goes until we get that truck full.
All right. That's right before Thanksgiving. We love that. Some people are, if you're traveling out of town, it's perfect time to get the turkey and drop it off on the way out of town. If you're visiting, it's a way to tithe and pay forward for families that are in need this year. And we appreciate so much of what you do, Sandy.
Well, I appreciate you too as well.
Now, is there more?
Well, we do have a little bit more. We're going to do Toys for Tots.
Wait a minute. Let me take a quick break because I want to hit that next one, Toys for Tots, and we're going to tie them all back up again, let people know one more time where they can go. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. Sandy Blaylock, North Valley Bank, who is so involved in this, in the community, for feeding our seniors, the Good News Rescue Mission, to help our, to help people have a dinner, to have a warm dinner, and this Thanksgiving and this holiday season. We'll be right back.
This Friday night, playoff football continues on KCNR 1460 as the Red and Christian Lions host the Butte Valley Bulldogs in the 8-man division championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Alvarea, at 7 p.m. live from Bishop Quinn Field in Palisadro. It's the Red and Christian Lions and the Butte Valley Bulldogs with the 8-man championship on the line. All right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Oh, good morning and welcome back to KCNR. How are you on this Friday? I like it.
You know what? We were...
Tim, come in. I want you to just blare it out because people are waking up going, oh. Breezy today. Temperatures around 66. Clear tonight. Temperatures around 46. This weekend, get ready for a spectacular weekend. Some of you are trying to think about, oh, it's really weird because usually Thanksgiving feels like it falls on this weekend. I've always thought the 24th, 25th. So Thanksgiving is actually next week, obviously a week later than what we're used to. Some people are deciding whether Thanksgiving, should we put, you know, our Christmas decorations out or whatever. But I'll tell you what we can do. We've got something really special happening with the fabulous weekend. Getting ready and getting everything in order, and everyone's going to be out and about. With us on this morning on the phone is Sandy Blaylock with North Valley Bank, and we have stuff a box, and we have bring by turkeys at Taylor Motors.
stuff a turkey in a truck.
Yeah.
That's what we want. We want to stuff a turkey in a truck. Okay, eight tons. That's going to be next Tuesday, but. Okay, now we're going to go through all of them again, but then the one after the stuff a truck is Toys for Tots.
Toys for Tots is the next promotion, and we actually have those boxes out in the branches right now.
Those boxes are everywhere, but it's good. Okay, so you've got them at North Valley Bank.
At North Valley Bank. We try to make it convenient for people to, whatever they choose to give, we try to make it convenient and have an outlet for them. So Toys for Tots. We're accepting those through mid-December.
Okay, now Toys for Tots have got a couple rules, if I remember right, that they have to be unwrapped. That's the big
new
one.
New unwrapped.
Yeah, toys. New and unwrapped. So, and the having been, you know, been a Marine back, you know, years ago. And
yes.
The fact is that Toys for Tots, you can't believe on how this affects families and children. We had a warehouse. I mean, literally a warehouse was dedicated to us in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We filled the warehouse up with toys.
That's amazing.
And we took two very large U-Haul trucks up to the Navajo Reservation where toys were then delivered up there too. So, I mean, I don't know how many thousands of toys, but I tell you what, that they were being flown in from different places. You know, it was just amazing. And it's something that you can do as our listener or just is go down, pick up a $10, $5 toy, make sure it's new, stop by North Valley Bank. Drop it in there. It will, you know, it's totally anonymous, but I promise you, you're going to get a lot of pleasure out of that because there's going to be a child that's going to have something for Christmas.
Absolutely. It's a fun thing to do as a family, too. My son and I used to go out and buy our toy that we would drop in the box. And it's fun to start teaching the kids because it's something they can identify with, something that they would love to receive, and drop that off in the box.
Wonderful. Well, Sandy, okay, so let's do it for those people. You know, we have the morning drive. People in, people out. Let's do again time, place. What's happening? What's the immediate thing that's happening?
The immediate thing that's happening is the Stuff the Truck food drive, which is going on from now until we drop it all off at the truck at Taylor Motors on the 26th. And then we have the Toys for Tots going on. And we like to have a little fun with our customers over the holidays, so we're doing our Win Big holiday debit card promotion. So as you're out giving back to the community, buying these things, every time our customers swipe their debit card, they are entered into a drawing for a chance to win $500.
Yay! That is a huge, I know, that's a huge holiday favorite.
Yes.
Well, you
people
know,
love that.
And that just, you know, just here, let me buy my latte. Let me buy my dog food. Let me win a $500.
Oh, Sandy, we appreciate you so much coming on the air. And, we love partnering with you and North Valley Bank and whatever we can do to get the word out. You know, we know that there's a lot of families in need and, what better than to be able to help feed a family? Or bring a toy to a child who may not otherwise receive one during the holidays.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, you two. I appreciate you so much.
Well, you know, we appreciate you, Sandy, and everything that you do for our community here. I mean, you know, Think Pink, Raising Food, you know, Salvation Army. You're there everywhere, and it's just you are one of the reasons that Reading is sometimes a shining light out there.
Well, there's a lot of us out there, people standing side by side with me, and I just appreciate everyone who's willing to roll up their sleeves and make this community a better place.
That's right. And then, you know, this is a great place, and we're always moving forward. So thank you so much, Sandy Blaylock, North Valley Bank.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Take care. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we got some things we want to talk about.
You're going to roll out. You're going to vent. People need to hear your Friday vent.
Well, you know, I'm trying to be. It's Friday, so you kind of want to be kind of like a little more mellow, but the Democrats changed the rules, and this is the same rule that Obama spoke against, this rule change a few years ago. We're going to try and find that. We'll be right back.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground, and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all affordable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits in your containers or ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, Jefferson Airplane. You know what? I'm just loving that music. You know, Savannah's got me figured out here. She's got it all in her. She's got it all in her little.
I have my playlist.
You know, the Carl Bott playlist. Okay, there's going to be more. We'll be adding to it. But you know what? Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends Martin Wendt and Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's getting cooler. You can take it. You know, it's just not as comfortable as it was. It's getting to be 46 out there at night. Make sure that heater is working. And if for some reason it's not, give Marty and Alliance Heating and Air a call. 221-2642. They're great. They're absolutely great. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Very professional. We trust them with our heaters and air conditioning systems. All right. Now, did you find that? Okay. I wanted to talk about the end of the filibuster when it comes to fighting judicial appointees. You know how important it is for the president to appoint judges. Sometimes these judges are in there for life. And I'm not talking about the Supreme Court judges. I'm just talking about judges at the federal level on the federal bench. And when they appoint them, they're there. And so if the party not in power doesn't agree with, if they say this person is way too radical, one way or the other, right or left, liberal or conservative, dumb or dumber, they can go in there and say, they can say, hey, look, you don't have the votes to break our filibuster here because you need 60 votes to break the filibuster. So
say
we're just going
to,
yeah, say habla dumb. And so you can keep a nominee in on hold. Well, both sides complain about it. And back in 2005, the Republicans threatened to use the nuclear option, which was to change it through a point of order to say, okay, it's just going to be a simple majority vote that will allow this to happen. And President Obama, then Senator Obama, spoke against this. He goes, wait, this is not fair. There goes any chance at all of bipartisanship, blah, blah, blah. And then Reid talked against it. And see who else was. And Joe Biden. They all talked against this change of rules. Well, guess what happened yesterday? Oh, Henry Reid put it through in a different way. And so, the vote, it was attached to something else. They changed the points of order. And so now the filibuster no longer exists for court nominees, for proposed court nominees. Simple up or down vote. What this does, this nuclear option, is then the minority cannot, really, frankly, doesn't have a say on the judicial nominees at all. And the Republicans who could have done this back in 2005 chose not to. The Democrats who are in power now choose to because it's his last term. And I think they realize that they have made such a mess of the government that they're not going to get reelected. There's going to be senators, and there's going to be a sweeping sea change in the Senate. And the House of Representatives may even go further with the Republican side because of everything people are seeing happening with Obamacare and a whole litany of mistakes, errors, lack of leadership, and of a lack of any type of partisanship. Everything that Obama, Reid, and Biden said back in 2005 obviously were lies. They didn't, they were lying. If they agree with what's happening now under the going away with this nuclear option, with doing away with the filibustering, if it's okay now, but it wasn't okay then, they were lying. Now, so they're either lying now or they were lying then. But in any way, they were lying. The bottom line on this is that this kind of takes away, it's kind of like what we have right here in Sacramento. No matter how much our people reach across the board, no matter how hard they work, no matter how well respected they are in our California Assembly and Senate, it makes no difference. They don't get a vote out of committee. They don't get or a bill out of committee. They don't get they can pass nothing. We're in single party rule here. Where does bipartisanship have to happen then? If one party rules, you have no reason for them to lean across the aisle. And what we have in California is that right now. They have no reason to. Why? They can pass it and they can pass it on to 2/3. But you would think in the Senate, I agree they shouldn't do away with that. The Republicans should not have pulled that nuclear option back then. Because you need to have the other side to have a chance to talk about it, at least have a say in the government. But obviously, and that's what Obama, Biden, and Reid said back then, but obviously they don't believe it now. So, what does that do? That means the next time the Republicans come into power, it just gets worse. It just gets worse because, hey, this was your rule, so we're going to pound you over the head with it. And where does that lead to bipartisanship? Where does that lead to us working together to try and get the country to move forward? It doesn't. Thank Mr. Reid. Thank Mr. Obama. Thank Mr. Biden for this. It takes us further away. We'll be right back. You know, when we're coming back, we're going to be talking to some businesses. We've got a lot of other things we want to talk about here in the next hour. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At Arlington National Cemetery, a sound of a bugler playing taps at a wreath-laying ceremony as the nation marks 50 years to the day since the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. George Washington University professor Chris Otterton highlighting what he says are Kennedy's three significant accomplishments as president.
The creation of the Peace Corps and to the pledge to go to the moon in 10 years and then to the standoff that we know as the Cuban Missile Crisis, which really put the Soviet Union on notice.
Thousands of people in Dallas will mark the day with a solemn ceremony in Dealey Plaza. That's where President Kennedy was shot while riding in his motorcade. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid pulls the trigger on the so-called nuclear option that would change Senate rules when it comes to presidential nominations.
Senator Reid says he's fed up, and so are the American people, over Republican filibusters of presidential nominees.
The change we propose today would ensure executive and judicial nominations an up or down vote on confirmation. Yes, no.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calls this a fake fight.
Senate Democrats are threatening to break the rules of the Senate. Break the rules of the Senate in order to change the rules of the Senate. And over what?
McConnell argued that Democrats are trying to create a distraction from Obamacare and change the subject. But
that's SRN's Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, the newly elected chairman of the Republican Governors Association, says he'll be too busy next year helping Republican governors get elected to start thinking about any White House aspirations.
2016 is a long way away, and I'm 2 weeks out of a campaign. I'm not looking to start speculating about other campaigns already. We've got 2014 to deal with.
And the new position will allow Governor Christie to travel the country in support of the GOP and candidates and raise money. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Mexican government officials are confirming the latest purge of undocumented migrants. It comes to 220 nationwide, but that's said to be just the tip of a human iceberg heading straight for the United States.
Mexico City Mayor Miguel Angel Mancera complains that international crime groups are on the loose and fancy free in the city. He says Venezuelan criminal organizations are cloning bank cards while Colombian gangs are homing in on housebreaking. He stresses the way to stamp this out is to create a biometric register for foreigners throughout the federal district. It would involve ID cards with photos and signatures. This initiative's already been discussed with and welcomed by the national government's Ministry of Interior. For SRN News, James Blair's reporting.
U.S. job openings and overall hiring both rose to five-year highs in September. That signals improvement in the job market. The Labor Department says job postings rose 69,000 to a seasonally adjusted 3.9 million. This is SRN News. There are fewer Americans without a roof over their heads this year.
The number of homeless people declined for a third straight year, helped by sharp drops in veteran and chronic homelessness, according to a new government survey. More than 610,000 people were homeless at the time of the count on a single night in the last week of January. The number represents a 4% drop from the previous year.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. Regulators say rules against making cell phone calls during airline flights are outdated, but not everybody agrees.
It's a bad idea, one that is not needed, and one that should not happen.
It's travel analyst Henry Hartfeld of the Hudson Crossing, who says no one on a commercial flight wants to hear nonstop chattering on cell phones.
I'm very concerned that this could lead to increased incidents of air rage amongst passengers.
The proposal is already drawing protests from flight attendants and airline officials, who worry the full plane of chattering passengers could lead to arguments and undermine safety. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, November the 22nd. It's 50th anniversary of John Fitzgerald Kennedy being assassinated in Dallas. We have on Outside the Wire today at 9 o'clock. We've got a guest coming in. We're going to be talking about the assassination. We're going to talk about the different theories that surround the assassination. We also, at some point tonight, today, we're going to talk about an editorial that was in the paper that was really an interesting and quite an important editorial written by the editorial staff at the Record Searchlight today about John Fitzgerald Kennedy, something that hasn't been touched on, but is extremely important when you think about it today. But now, let's go. I tell you what, let's start off with our friends at the Wells Fargo Advisor, Carolyn Cooks. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
I can hear you great.
Oh, good. Thank you. No static now, huh?
That's probably us. You know, early in the morning, we kind of wander around and have static electricity everywhere. So, anyway, what's happening?
Well, the Dow is up this morning at up 16 points at 16,025. The S&P 500 is up 3 points at 1798. And the NASDAQ is also up 12 points at 3981. Active stocks today include Bank of America, up 11 cents at 1570. Ariad Pharmaceuticals, up 86 cents at 365. And Facebook, up 40 cents at $47.11. Stocks of local interest, PG&E, up 16 cents at $40.68, and XOXO trading flat at $14.90. Turning to the bond market, the 30-year bond is yielding 3.854%, and the 10-year bond is yielding 2.772%. Gold this morning is up $1.20 at $12.44.80. Silver is down 4 pennies at $19.93, and oil is down $1.05 at $94.39. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here, KCNR. And the reason we do that is because they are the ones that have got their fingers on the pulse of what's happening in Wall Street. 16,000. It's over 16,000. It's been like that. How long is it going to stay? What are the stocks that you want to take a look at? What's driving this? They know it. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or check out their offices down on Park Marina Drive.
Currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios, and we are going to have a breezy day with temperatures around 66 today, temperatures around 46 tonight. Our weekend is going to be, can I say it with a capital S, spectacular. Sunny. Great day to ride your horses. Great day to even actually be on the lake. Great day to be outside and get your last minute, whatever you have to do before the big storms hit. So clear tomorrow night, sunny, and Sunday will be around 64. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are their warm friends. They do senior discounts and veteran discounts. Give them a call for your propane needs at 365-3793.
Okay, hey, talking about, we went out last night to and had pizza at up at Anselmo's, and it's just outstanding. Anyway, but then you come back, but you've been on Thursday nights, but the
we have a favorite.
We have our favorite though that we're
going to be talking to in a minute.
But what I was getting at was that sometimes your stomach gets kind of weird. After from up there, and the thing is that the sleeping is so important.
So. Sleeping is very important, and you know what happens is, we change our numbers occasionally depending on how we feel in the weather and our bones, and we know that it feels like it definitely is fall, and we're working so hard. So anyway, we've got a sleep number bed, and we have some guests with us.
And my sleep number is 30.
And mine's 44.
That's right, and so that changes. But, but the thing that doesn't change is the 8 million people that have bought sleep numbers. What doesn't change is that it's made in America. What doesn't change is it's got a guarantee, but it always has new things. In this case, it's the AirFit pillow. The AirFit pillow, which adjusts to you and how it adjusts to anybody that has it with a special valve that you can let the air out on it and it stays in. And so it just makes you so comfortable. And right now you can get that AirFit adjustable pillow at a sleep number store at a special 25% savings.
And we have some friends that are in the house tonight or today. What, Carl? We're all confused, but we are going to be having our guests on in just a minute, and they're talking about the fact that they're going to get Sleep Number, because at the break we were saying they're going to be going in the next couple of days, because Sleep Number, we suggest to all of our friends how much we love it.
There's 426 Sleep Number stores, but ours right here in Reading out there at the Target Shopping Center. I can't say enough about them. And at this time, like I said, you can get special 25% savings at the AirFit adjustable pillow, and the fact that it's a great place to go to. It's in the Target Shopping Center right over there by the Vitamin Shop. And that Sleep Number. Sleep Number is our choice. Okay, we're going to be right back right after these messages and with our guest.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled, these powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It's not so often that I manage to put not only one foot, but both feet in my mouth, and then shove it all the way up to my hips. I mean, I'm sitting here like, Savannah, you're supposed to save me at some point here. You're supposed to turn me off. That's what the red light's for. Just turn me off or bleep me. Just bleep me for 2 minutes, okay? As I sit here and go, blah, 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 blah.
You know, hey, it's Friday. It's 8:14. If you're just tuning in, it's currently 53 degrees. And we are really excited.
Yeah,
because,
we are. Our friends are
well,
here.
We are. And, you know, the whole concept with live radio and to
don't
come
try to save me on this. This could get worse.
It's about being real and you love it when you're in a community, when you have people, when you see them time and time again that bring you a feeling of, oh wow, you're here. And of course you would be here because whatever you do is full of love and support for all kinds of causes. And so today we bring to you, you know, Kathy and Charles Byerly. They are the family of course, Mary's Pizza Shack. 100 years. We are heading towards the 100-year celebration. Welcome to our show.
Good morning.
Good morning. I better clear that.
Clarify that.
Not quite 100 years, though, honey.
My grandmother would be 100 years old coming up on December 8th.
Right.
If she was still alive.
Okay.
So Mary's hasn't been here.
Okay. Let's go to Mary's.
Yeah, 54 years we've been open.
But, oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's another Friday faux pas, but thank you. Let's keep adding.
Let's go. Let me talk about pizza someplace else. I have a script.
No, Mary's Pizza
halfway,
Shack is my favorite. I announce is my favorite pizza, and I tell people that. If you could eat a pizza, where would it go? So what do I do when I'm tired at the end of the day? I go order pizza, Mary Pizza, and then bring it back to our sleep number bed and eat it in bed. It's true.
We adjust the numbers. In fact, my sleep number pizza bed is number 43.
So your mother would be 100. Grandmother. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about Mary.
All right, background. It was she was 48 years old when she decided to open her first restaurant in Sonoma. It was a little tiny shack. And my mother got involved about 5 years after she started her first restaurant in 1959. Through the years, the kids started working for her, the grandkids, and then the fourth generation's working there now, too. That's been a long time. 54 years, you think about it.
54 years.
Yeah.
But, well, when you think about a woman at 48 years old start a business.
Yeah. The prime of her life.
It's huge.
That's what she said.
But why did she start it? Did she just, I mean, was it something that, why did she do that? I mean, 48, I mean, there had to have been that bell. Ding.
Yeah, yeah. No, she had lots of bells, actually. She was, I think it was the pressure her friends put on her, because she would cook for everybody. And they said, Mary, you got to open a restaurant. Mary, you got to open a restaurant. Mary, you got to open a restaurant. And it was just pretty natural after that. She opened a restaurant with cardboard menus that she had cut off of a box and wrote the day's menu on a piece of cardboard.
Brilliant.
Oh my gosh.
And she would do that 10 menus. And she said, that's enough for today. 10 menus, you know. And
that's the food we have.
10 of
yeah,
them. Yeah,
this is what we
meals.
Have.
There
we
you go.
Have lasagna, spaghetti and meatball, rigatoni. We got eggplant parmesan. The list goes on and on. And she would substitute some of the things she was out of for something else, you know, maybe a chicken cacciatore. I have her old recipe book with a bunch of recipes in it that she steals from these old magazines or old newspapers. And she would glue the back and stick them in this folder. A lot of her recipes were there also, handwritten. But I just looked at that the other day. It's in my safe.
Aww.
And was remembering some of the times we had with her. We had a lot of time with her, actually. She trained us from the day we could fold pizza boxes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She was around for a long, long time.
At some point today, we're going to get into me, and you all teaching me how to make a pizza. And
didn't we already do that?
No, you did. That's why I want to talk about
it. One of the many community things you've done.
Yeah, well, but
that's my funnest.
And we're going to talk about that because this family, it starts when she's 48 because the food is so good that she serves. So she starts it.
In Sonoma. Let's go from Sonoma to Redding.
Wait a minute. How did she just do it? Did she just rent a place and just say, okay?
Yep. She rented a place.
And what did she call it?
She opened under Mary's Pizza Shack.
Okay.
And then, she had $700 she saved up. She had three jobs. She'd babysit. She was a waitress. She was waitress in two different spots for a long time. And then she would babysit kids, on the weekends. But, she saved $700 and she bought a lot of stuff from, you know, thrift stores and stuff like that. And garage sales. That was her big thing. Garage sales. Remember that?
Oh,
my
man.
Wife and I would, be working in the Novato restaurant. She'd come by and we'd say, what are you doing over here, Nani? And she says, well, we're hitting all the garage sales.
I love
it. 80 years old, you know.
Yeah. She had drive.
80 years old. Oh, she was still hitting the garage sales.
80 years.
But you wonder about, you know, that's about living your passion.
Yeah, she did it.
When you live your passion to the bone, I think it really, it's healthy and there is no, you're living life to the fullest because you're like, it's your calling.
That's what it was for her, definitely.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. We're with Kathy and Charles Byerly here from Mary's Pizza. And the fact is that just learning how it started, to me, is fantastic. And then how you've managed to keep that family feeling and that feeling that when you walk into a place that it's, you know, that Mary's still there. We're going to be right back after these messages.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Friday night, playoff football continues on KCNR 1460 as the Redding Christian Lions host the Butte Valley Bulldogs in the 8-man division championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Alvarea, at 7 p.m. live from Bishop Quinn Field in Palisadro. It's the Redding Christian Lions and the Butte Valley Bulldogs with the 8-man championship on the line. All right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot. We're here with Kathy and Charles Byerly, Mary's Pizza. And I can't tell you, we're having a great time here because we talked about how Mary started it on $700 that she had saved up from three jobs. And she was not only the cook, but she was the waitress, the cashier, and she poured the beer for people. But she also did other things for people. And people would come in there. She knew that they were having some financial problems. They'd order a pizza for their family. And
yeah,
she took care of them.
She did it, quite a few times. That's how she started her building her foundation, I think. She had it in her heart. It wasn't, you know, she didn't do it to make the money because she made $11. Some nights she made no money when she was open. I mean, it took 6 months to a year before she had a regular clientele. But a lot of times, you know, if a family of four would order a small cheese pizza and four waters, she'd bring them a, you know, nice large. And they had, they'd always remember that. Mm-hmm. I bought a liquor license from a guy who my grandmother fed meatballs to in the 60s. Okay. That's the connection. There was, how many people wanted that license?
Oh man,
I think there was 15.
Yeah.
And then I finally got my 15 seconds of sit down time with him and I said, well, my grandmother's Mary Fazio and I'm going into the store and he goes, what? He goes, you're kidding me. He goes, I ate lunch at your grandmother's place. What was it? The 60s. I think he said the 60s. And, he goes, you get the license.
Yeah.
well, you know what?
But that's a legacy right there.
That's right. Yeah, and that's carrying on. Well, okay. So she had a restaurant and obviously everybody liked it. So it's time to expand when that happened. And was it still just Mary then?
Yeah. My nanny ran it for, I want to say 4 years or 5 years almost by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother and my Uncle Toto, he jumped in and started helping, and he was the big cheese after a while.
Now, how old were they at that point then?
Well, let's see. It was 59. My mother was born in 32.
Okay, so she was in the late 20s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's about right. They moved from San Francisco to Sonoma.
Did she start working there when you were born or when you?
I think it was right around the time I was born.
So 64.
Yeah, so
Mary
they started
had
helping.
Two kids.
Yeah.
Your mother
Anna,
and Uncle Toto.
And Uncle Toto.
And so Uncle Toto's the big cheese. He becomes like running the...
He ran the place for many, many years.
That was still called Mary's Pizza Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And he helped develop new locations with my... it would be my cousin-in-law, Cully.
Okay.
And that was about, what, 80...
82?
No, 77. We built the new restaurant in 77. It got too busy. Couldn't stay there. It was a shack.
Okay.
I mean, the kitchen was as big as your radio room here.
Right. So we're talking in Sonoma.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they moved in 77. And
great things come out of small places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you. That's where, yeah.
Mighty, mighty and might. All right. So then I'd love to hear that, you know, how so, that's the trail of how.
So as we're expanding that.
Yeah.
We started expanding in probably the early 80s. And they went to the next community, which was Cotati?
Petaluma or Cotati was next.
Petaluma, Cotati. And then they did one every 2 years or so. And then I got involved. I started in working with the Sebastopol store, the Cotati store, and going back and forth, working, teaching people how to make pizzas. That was the big thing.
Mm.
And
we're
going to
talk about
side,
that at some point during this. Now we've got time here that I'm going to talk about making a pizza because it's great.
Yeah.
But okay, so now stores are
original
expanding.
Recipe and how to do the breads
and we went to Cotati, Petaluma, and we hit Santa Rosa, Roanoke Park, became the about what 16 or 17 restaurants, and then I got out of it. And went to work for Kathy's father. Thought I could make more money digging ditches. And so,
you did good.
Well, manual labor.
Well, wait a minute.
I had to get out of the restaurant for a little bit.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, Kathy.
Yeah.
I can understand where you might want to go out and just, you know, if she said dig ditches, I'd probably, okay, hon.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
what for?
To be involved.
Just
to be involved
dig
there.
It.
Yeah,
don't worry.
We can
just
do
dig
that.
It.
Linda says, go ahead and clean the floors. Oh, okay, honey.
What for? I don't know. Just do it.
Yeah, so we can, like, can we go out at night?
So, Kathy, were you in Sonoma at that point, or were you living up here?
No, I was in Sonoma.
Okay.
And we met in Sonoma.
And your father was in construction?
Yes.
Okay.
We met at the pizza shack. Tell her that story.
No, oh, yeah. We have a minute, so you can do a short version.
Oh my gosh.
She's blushing.
I can't do it.
You can't.
She asked me out at the pizza shack in Sonoma. I was so appalled. I got a guy to pay, I paid a guy $50 to close the restaurant for me to go meet her. Tony Grant, I'll never forget. I go, Tony, I'll give you $50.
And then ever since that night, we've been together. It's been 25 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. See how she finished the story real quick?
Yeah, that quick.
I know there's a lot of blushing going on in here. I'm not going to ask about this.
She's missing all the guts. All the guts just got cleaned right out of that story.
Well, I kind of get the gist though. You saw him and you said, you know what? Yeah. I'd like to, hey, you want to go out tonight? And
Charming. And, what do you want?
And immediately, you know, Charles knew that he had a great deal here and he goes, here's $50. And you know what? Was that the best $50 you ever spent?
Yeah. Tony Grant still, I communicate with him very, very seldom now, but he's the manager I paid. And I says, and he said, $50, huh? He said no, and then I said, I'll give you $50. And he goes, okay. So I pulled a paid out of the cash register, $50. Then I gave it to him, and then we went on a first date that night.
Tony Grant, you know, you have a cast of characters here, but we're going to have to take a break on here on KCNR. We are so excited, Happy and Charles. Mary from Mary's Pizza Shop. Wait, now, what was Mary's last name?
Fazio.
Mary Fazio.
Matero was her maiden name. Fazio was her married name.
Was there a lot of – what part of Italy?
Ischia. Her family originated in an island off the Buddha Naples called Ischia.
I've been there.
Yeah. Oh, I love Ischia.
No, I've been there.
Ischia is incredible.
I was stationed in Naples. I like Ischia much better than we did because you have Capri right there.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have the castle up there where the monastery. And, I've been there.
It's beautiful. The
port I'm still waiting to go.
Absolutely. Makes my heart warm. Well, you have to do, take a group. Anyway, let's take a break when we come back. More history about 100 years old Mary would be. Sure?
Yep.
She's born in 31. My dad's...
No, that's my mother. Yep. My brother was born in 30. It's 1913.
Oh, well, here we go. So we've got
Nani was born December 8th. 1913.
December 8th. Oh, excellent. Right. Okay, so let's...
Because we've got to we've got to take a break. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday. When Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
You hit me with your best shot.
That, come on.
That happened this morning already. Several times. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:34 in the morning. You know, for my friends, I just chatted it in. We have people in our chat rooms. You know what? I'm kind of like tired of the, I'm getting, you know, I'm just a little bit weary this week on Friday on the political BS. So, you know, today is, you know, shows, we're talking about things that's going on in the community, a happier show, because trust me, we'll be right back into it Monday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, our friends down there. Great haircuts, great prices, and of course, discounts for seniors and veterans. And what can I say? Man's last stronghold. Yes, man's last stronghold. Go in there and read your National Geographic, read your road, you know, Car and Track, you know, American Rifleman, all these, and then get a great haircut.
Field and Stream.
Field and Stream. Get it all. And, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Can't say enough about him. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. But I can't say enough about Mary's Pizza Shack and our guest, Kathy and Charles Byerly. And we're talking about how it started, how December 8th is Mary's 100th birthday, and how she started in Sonoma with $700 that she had saved, not that she had borrowed, but that she had saved. The all the yard sales she went to, she was the, not only was she the cook, but she was also the waitress, poured the beer, took the money, and then cleaned up afterwards. And then it started, her children got into it. Uncle Toto, I can't even see him, but I picture him.
Oh my God.
And then about every 2 years,
Was he like a kind of a personality that like, don't mess with Uncle Toto.
You don't mess with Nani, first of all. And then yeah. Uncle Toto was had twice the amount of fury in him.
Fury.
Yeah.
Fury.
Oh, that's, you know what? You don't hear that
passion.
Word very often.
Yeah. He was, well,
very
when
Italian.
You're Italian, it could be fury and passion. They mean the same thing. So he was very passionate about his work and he helped grow the business tremendously. And mm-hmm. then my mother, also, they all played their roles, you know.
Well, everybody in the family knew. I mean, it takes a family, a team effort to do what y'all have managed to do.
Definitely.
You got out of the business for a while because you fell in love.
I fell in love and I thought the pasture was greener for money wise, you know, and, it was true. And then, we moved up here in 2000 when we, got rid of the, Novato restaurant. We sold it to the family. We had a restaurant in Novato, Mary's Pizza Shack. We sold it, moved up here in 2000 and been here for about 13 years now. If you do the math, that works out right?
About, yes. Yeah. 2000. Yeah, it's easy because we started 2000. Okay, if it's so 2001, I get confused.
Why did you go Novato / Reading?
Job pool. We were going to open another restaurant in Anderson or Reading. We didn't know yet. But in Novato, unemployment was 3.2%.
It was hard.
You couldn't hire anybody.
Okay, because
anybody. You could not hire anybody. And we went through, our turnover was 60-70%.
Oh my God.
It was horrific.
You couldn't pay him at the wages that, you couldn't pay him at beginning wages, which is what you have in restaurants, entry level jobs.
So.
It was a good store though.
We jumped. It was a great one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good community.
A great community. We dove in, I mean, feet first there, but we moved here and in 2007 decided to finally open Anderson. It took us, gosh, 5 years to find a place.
Really?
Yeah.
In the meantime, you're in Reading looking?
Yeah, well, we looked for 4 years.
Okay.
And that was 2001 to 2005 or 6. And then in 2006, we found, Kathy actually found the outlet malls.
Yeah, I was driving my daughter around for her 16th. She's getting her permit. So we're driving around. I saw that location. And I stopped her. I said, Trisha, stop. I'm just going to make a phone call for the heck of it. And called him and told him who we were, and he says, "What will it do to get you in here?" And that was it.
Wow.
So from 2000 to 2000, and would you say four or six?
Six.
So you were just up here in the Reading
area.
Yeah,
he was doing construction, digging swimming pools, and I was training horses. And
So did you find that? Did you miss the restaurant business?
Very much.
Yeah.
So it's in your blood. It's totally like, well, you can't walk away from us being a musician. No matter how you just can't walk away from us. It's in your what do you want to call it? DNA.
We think the family in Sonoma sent, thugs out to, get us back and scare us back into the restaurant business.
Get back in it.
Just some guy shows up with no nose and his name's Guido.
And he says,
he's holding your dog in his hand.
When are you coming back to the family side? He says, you know, with these big old cheeks.
And you're sitting there training
horses.
He's
got a fish in his left hand.
Which is a fabulous place to do it up here.
Yeah, it was a great
And you
job.
Still are very involved with the horse world, right?
Yeah, I try. I haven't ridden for 2 years, though.
Oh, wow.
Not me.
You ride for fun.
No, not even for fun.
Oh, we gotta change that.
I know. Yeah. I got a lot of girls working on me right now.
Okay, we're gonna change that.
Now, but the other thing too is these belt buckles.
We definitely have yours.
I have it. I wore it actually the other day.
We're talking about the Think Pink, the rodeo. Rodeo belt buckles that one year that Kathy got.
Kathy won a bid on it the first year. I got it the second year. Yep. And we're like in competition
now. That kept us from opening up another station.
Anyway, let's go back to that. It's so exciting that so then you finally, Anderson, what a great spot. You had an insight there that you can drive right off. You're crossing the movie theaters. You're right there with people at the outlets. It's a wonderful location.
Yeah, I noticed there's no food there, and I didn't think that they'd even let food in there. And so it was a great opportunity, and people love that location.
It is a good location because it's open and
it's good food. So
the food too.
Good food is no matter what.
Now, that always helps.
We'll take a break here in a minute, but then we go into, you opened up the other restaurant right here in downtown. But the other thing is I want everybody, if they don't understand, is that y'all won a number of awards here in town. A number of awards for your business and your business at QM and plus the things that you support here in town. I can't even begin to list them, but I want to talk about a little bit of that too as soon as we come back.
Okay.
Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest, not by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, and of course the North State's nutrition experts. Amazing Foods for Life started out of there, and it's just sweeping through California. It's going to sweep the rest of the country. Gluten-free, foods there. At Orchard Nutrition, give them a call at 244-9141 or check them out at 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Orchard Nutrition, I tell you what, great people down there. And great people right here. Kathy and Charles Byerly, Mary's Pizza Shack. And, you know, the fact is we've been listening to about the family and Nani. Mm-hmm. Nani,
who is,
it's her and Uncle Toto and your mother that Anna. was building a business, how you came up here and was out of the business for 4 or 5 years. And then Kathy found the right spot in Anderson and Mary's Pizza Shack came back into town. And then you've moved into town.
Yep.
You've been a huge success. And I just want to get a couple of things in here. We were talking about what you've done for the community, but you were awarded, this past summer, the Virgil Covington Award. Can you tell our listeners about that a little bit? It's a huge award. So
yeah, we were completely shocked. Didn't see that one coming. A lot of times you have these little hints that something might be going on. But no, we got hired to cater it. So we were a little baffled, you know. They kept saying, we have a table for you. I said, well, I'm actually catering this
job. We're working.
It's at the McConnell Foundation, one of the most gorgeous places, I'm telling you right now.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I've never been there till that day. And so we catered the award ceremony, and they insisted I sat down. So Kathy and I and the crew kind of didn't come over and sit down. I think they were in on it. And we ended up getting the award while we were catering the job, so I cried like a baby.
And the award was for specifically for
Virgil Covington Award is for businesses that dig in to the community and give back, and that's the best way to sum it up. It's been going on for 28 years.
It's a pretty
28 years.
Very prestigious. Very prestigious.
And is this a national award or is this our local award here?
Shasta County.
But it's you know what?
I'm almost 100% sure, but I'm not
100%. Yeah. Well, but the fact is, it's businesses who dig in and it's, support our community.
It's the highest honor. And, so congratulations.
And that one knocked us off our feet.
Yeah.
We were.
Dirty from catering.
Yeah, but that's what it's all about, baby.
But here's the thing is we see each other a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we see, the four of us see each other a lot.
We see you guys all the time.
And at events.
Events. But you know what? You see Mary's Pizza Shack there.
I say
it because, you know, we're there because of what we do.
The soup kitchen.
I love the soup kitchen.
You were with a smile on your face.
I love the soup kitchen.
It was just so awesome.
But the point is that you all are there and you have dug into the community and you have become a part of the community and you support so many different things here. And that's just one of the awards because when people talk about different events and all that, you just know that you all are going to be there.
Yeah,
we
like to get out there. It's not only, I mean, it's a great feeling, obviously. That's the reason you do it. But we go out there to socialize, too. You know, that's
all
a big part of us.
You love the community.
Oh,
we feel
like
that.
To socialize.
And it's a great way. Why not? Let's get you, you know, it's very, hey, eat. eat. Like why, to we, eat. Why are we social?
I'm a foodaholic.
Oh, that's well, so now let's talk about your, then you get your Reading. Now, how long is Reading, the Reading location? What are you celebrating? 2 years now?
2 years coming up in May, August. Mm-hmm.
So, 2 years in August, and that's wonderful. It's on this side of town for us, so we enjoy that location. And we're going to be taking a break here in a minute. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you have you've become involved and a great support to our football and our some of our high school sports.
I always like high school sports.
Well, the other thing too is that you've got the two here. Are we going to be seeing Mary's heading for the border?
We're trying.
I don't know. I got to stay underneath 50 full-time equivalencies for the Obamacare thing. Yeah. I don't want to even start that. Oh, look at Carl. His eyes just lit up.
No, we would love to open another restaurant, but I think we're stuck.
It puts you over the number then, right?
It puts us too far over the number. But see, it's all going to change. It keeps changing and changing and changing. You can't keep track of it. I had to shut it off.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, today is people going, what about this? I'm going, hey guys, I'm easing off it today.
Yeah, today. Mm-hmm.
Because today I'm easing off it because, you know, frankly, you can only take so much, but when I see business owners, just like you all, come in here and they mention it. And yeah, my eyes kind of go, oh.
You want to grow. It's a natural progression to want to grow. We have other people who have businesses that would like to do another one. It's the natural progression. This is this is in your blood. This is who your mother and your uncle and
your
relatives
family, your mom,
were.
Everybody.
Your whole families. You know, you expand, but. Happening with Obamacare and the government, well,
it's regulated heavily. It makes it tough. You cannot continually pass things on to the consumer. It gets to the point where it's just not feasible anymore. And when they start putting that type of regulation in, I can go on for hours about this, it makes it real hard to do business. Really hard, because they are mandating you now take a portion of your profits and kick them back in also. Well, you can't take it all. They're at like 38% already.
Yeah.
38% to 40%.
And the thing about it is, we didn't mean to get into this point of it. Here we are with a successful business that's been around for a long time that wants to expand, plays such a huge part in our community as evidenced by not just awards, but the fact that you're there and you don't ask for anything.
Nani would be so proud.
Yeah, y'all haven't asked for anything. You're out there helping the community. but see, you all are just like so many others that we talk to. It's like, you can only do so much, and you don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Well, you start to hesitate. You start to second-guess yourself, and you start to hesitate. At 48, I should be opening up another restaurant. 48, 49. Actually, I'm 50.
You're going to be 50.
Damn it.
I remember that.
Well, 50, 51, 52, and start working that way. But I'm nervous because they make me nervous.
You know we'll take a break on that one. You are no different than anybody else. You know, if I met the first person yesterday, but you talk about it, who had his health insurance canceled.
Yeah.
Because it didn't meet the requirements of the administration. Yeah. Anyway, our guests are Kathy and Charles Byerly of Mary's Pizza Shack, such a big part of our community, winners of the very prestigious, Covington Award for being part of the community and digging in and helping. We'll be right back.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an iCar Gold shop for 20 years, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Just nominated for the Chamber's Hall of Excellence Award, Miller Collision Center is located south of Highway 44 on Airport Road, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop by Miller Collision Center at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
$2
$2.25. For most of us, it's the price of a hamburger or just some spare change. But do you know what it can really do? $2.25 provides a complete Thanksgiving meal to someone who is overwhelmed and sees everyday life as a struggle. It's not just hunger that brings people to the Good News Rescue Mission. Job loss, no money, mothers that need to feed their children, loneliness, addiction, or just hopeless feeling during the holidays that no one cares.
This is Cesar Partida, and for the last 49 years, everyone who comes through our doors is greeted with a warm welcome and an opportunity for a new start. Your support helps open doors for a brighter future. The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, and work search program and recovery programs. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, no one should go hungry at Thanksgiving.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Hey, it's Friday. Carl and the Bot. We've got Kathy and Charles Byerly here, of course, from Mary's Pizza Shack. But we've got right here, Nate Abarea. Nate, you've got something going on tonight, as usual.
Indeed. Friday Night Football, as always, right here, KCNR 1460. Reading Christian Lions hosting the Butte Valley Bulldogs from the tiny town up in Siskiyou County of Doris, California, coming down for the 8-man championship game this evening live from Bishop Quinn
Field. This is for the northern
section,
Northern California, 8-man football
championship game live from Palisadro right here on KCNR.
What time does it start?
7 p.m. And you can also, Carl, Tuesday right here on the same station, 1460 a.m., tune in for the NorCal Sports Show, the debut of the NorCal Sports Show, hosted by yours truly right here on Free Fire Radio.
That's right. We do our 6 o'clock. We're doing our 6 p.m. show for there. Okay, Nate. Thanks a lot. And it starts tonight at what time? 7.
7 o'clock. And
what time do you start the? What time do you start? What time are you on when you turn on the show? 6:30, or do you start at 7?
Starting right at 7 this evening.
Starting right
going,
at 7. Okay.
Going live. Going live at 7. And again, another huge thank you to all of the sponsors all year who have made these broadcasts possible, including folks sitting right in front of me, Mary's Pizza Shack.
Yay!
Had a phenomenal dinner over there Sunday night. Took my family there, actually. Some of the greatest service. Living right next door to Mary's Pizza Shack now, actually. It's phenomenal.
Maybe we can get you a job over there, too. All right. So thanks a lot, Nate. Hey, our guest are Kathy and Charles Byerly. The family that, of, you know, Mary, that started the, Mary Fazio that started the Mary's Pizza Shack back in, when was the first one started now?
1959.
1959. And how many stores are there now? How many restaurants now?
There is 19 locations.
19 locations. And we're not going to get into the other part about spreading and all this stuff. I mean, I don't want to, we won't go there. What we're going to get into though is the fact is that I learned to make my first pizza with you, with Charles, at the one out in Anderson. It was a fundraiser and we were making pizzas. It's not easy.
No, it looks easy.
It looks easy.
It does.
It looks like, oh, who can't make a pizza?
Right.
Well, you gave me a lump of dough.
Yep, that's what we give you. It's like a lump of coal.
And, yes.
Not much you can do with it if you don't know what you're doing.
I would have lit that one off. But so then you have to.
But that was a fundraiser as well.
Oh, it was. But you learned how to. It's
you
okay.
Said you
use
love
your
that
fingers
event.
And all
that's
that.
That's one of my favorite events. Is the competition.
And then you spread it out, and then it's the and you toss it up in the air.
Yeah, toss it. You get graded on that.
You do.
Yeah. As a judge, the gals were judges. They had a grade on that too. That was a fun day.
Well, we asked you guys to come today because we of course honor the two of you here in the business and your love back for the community.
Thank you.
We want to say happy birthday to
Nani.
Big Nani.
To Big Nani. She would be so proud of what you are doing. Because you're paying it forward.
Yeah.
And thank you for sponsoring those
kids
that are playing football.
Football. Yeah.
That helps to shape lives as well. And their families that come out like tonight, seeing games, going to have pizza. It's the all-American kind of like,
that
it's almost like
definitely is a circle.
Baseball and hot dogs, you know, pizza and football. Basketball and pizza. It goes together.
Pretty much. Pizza goes with everything.
Pizza goes with everything. Pizza goes right. when you're eating in bed and you want to be sinful. Love it.
On your sleep number.
Sleep number.
Yeah, I just love it.
I'm dying to go down
there. Yeah.
But no, you go head on down there. I promise you that at least, I tell people, let them work, lay on their bed. And see what it's like. That's all. And, if it's for some people, it's obviously great. And other people, maybe not. But we sure like it. Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah, so in the last few minutes here, that's what we wanted to do is just say, thank you for paying it forward. Now, let's plans here in 2014 for the two of you and your businesses.
We got about a minute and a half.
Right now what we have coming up is the Toys from the Heart. The Anderson location, and we're having an event called Stuff the Wagon. It's going to be November 30th from 10 to 5. And then, of course, we always do Toys for Tots. And we'll have a remote in Reading on December 20th from 11 to 1.
That one went really good last year.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Really good.
Yeah. Super.
That was huge.
Stuff the Wagon's fun. I just spaced out.
We're talking about, with toys, but also for food and all this on it. And, we have our guests today have been.
No, it's all good.
Look at me.
Happy holidays.
Kathy and Charles right Byerly from
it's Mary's. It's been a wonderful Friday.
Mary's Pizza Shack.
Yeah. And that's Nate. Nate, you're calling the game tonight.
Reading Christian, Butte Valley, 7 o'clock.
There you go.
Hey, thanks a lot for being here. But thanks even more for sharing with us about Mary's. But thanks for what you do for our community.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Hey, next Monday, we're back in the fight. We'll have a great weekend. And Outside the Wire, we're going to talk about the JFK conspiracy following this show. So good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On this 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, flags are flying at half-staff across the country, and Dallas will pause at 12:30 to observe a moment of silence. The tragedy is forever etched in the minds of those of a certain age. CBS newsman Bob Schieffer remembers that terrible day.
In addition to just the shock and not understanding what does this mean, what is this all about, there was kind of a feeling of terror that hung over all of it because we didn't know what this meant or what was about to happen.
Memorial events planned today in Boston and in Washington as well as in Dealey Plaza in Dallas. Also, at SRNNews.com, at least 47 people are dead in the Latvian capital of Riga, where the roof of a large supermarket gave way. The BBC's Steve Jackson says three firefighters are among the victims.